Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 59 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image, 31H. Shee Gray, S.M. Johnson, and John M. Holmes on rendering the verdict of guilty. I was introduced by Mr. Holmes to their many friends and acquaintances as having been one of the jurors on the Frank case. I furthermore stated on this occasion, which I refer to, namely, September 2, 1913, that said Frank was a moral degenerate and apervert. I based this statement on the evidence adduced upon the trial. Before that, I did not have any knowledge or information whatsoever which would have warranted me in surmising that Frank was a degenerate and a pervert. Attached marked Exhibit D is a letter from H.Shee Gray, John M. Holmes, and S.M. Johnson, in which they state that I said in the conversation I had with them that said Frank, in my opinion, was a pervert. I base this assertion upon the evidence adduced upon the trial of the case. Up until this time, I did not believe that Frank was a pervert, but after hearing the evidence, I could not avoid such a conclusion. I then believed that Frank was a degenerate and a pervert, and I so stated to the three men at Sparta. Not, however, on the date they say, and not prior to the trial of Leo M. Frank, but after his conviction, to wit, Sep.2Endy, 1913. I deny that I ever made any other statements attributed to me by the said Johnson, Gray, and Holmes prior to the trial of Leo M. Frank, but all of the statements made were made subsequent to the trial, and after I had full knowledge of the evidence in behalf of the state and defense. I was in Sparta on June 27, 1913. I did not know that I had been drawn as a juror until about 5 o'clock on the afternoon of Friday, July 26, 1913. I do not know of my own personal knowledge when I was drawn. I am informed and believe the jury was not drawn until Thursday, July 24, 1913. I am informed and believe that my name was not drawn out of the jury box for the Frank trial until Thursday, July 24, 1913, and I am certain if it was, I did not know of it until the next day, Friday, July 25th. I swear positively, after having refreshed my memory by entries made by me at the time in the book hereto attached, marked Exhibit E, that I was in Sparta on June 27, 1913, and I am equally positive in saying that I never did go back to Sparta after June 27, 1913, as shown by my book, and as I based on the extracted text, this document appears to be a statement or affidavit from a juror involved in the trial of Leo M. Frank. The juror is discussing their interactions with certain individuals, H.Shee Gray, S.M. Johnson, and John M. Holmes, after the trial, where they express their opinion that Leo Frank was a moral degenerate and pervert based on the evidence presented during the trial. The document also includes details about the juror's knowledge of being selected for the jury and their movements around the time of the trial. This suggests the document is related to the aftermath of the Leo Frank trial, which was a significant and controversial case in early 20th century American history.